Last week, I shared a few pointers on how ordinary salaried folk with regular mid-level jobs can change their financial habits and accelerate their way into sizably higher savings. So let's continue that thread as I share some of the habits of people who are great at saving money. Because when it comes to building your nest egg, these little moves can add up big. So, good savers adjust for life changes. You'd be amazed at how many people get divorced but keep living their married lifestyle. The big life changes, like job layoffs, divorces, and illnesses, inevitably affect our budgets. But good savers modify their spending to reflect their new reality, regardless of how painful it is to acknowledge and adjust to. They'll do what it takes to downsize to a smaller apartment or house in a less expensive neighborhood, or give up a big car for something that costs less to run. And these cutbacks will pay off in a number of ways. A less expensive home or apartment will not only lower your monthly mortgage or rent, but also lower your utility bill, lower your insurance, your taxes, and more. And some of these savings can be channeled into investments or savings accounts so you can meet your new financial and retirement goals. And good savers take free money. You know, I often come across people who don't invest in employer-supported 401k plans or other such matching contribution plans, and it just stumps me. It's like sweeping thousands of dollars into the trash can, money that you can legally take, literally free money, so leaving it just doesn't make sense. And you can get other free money from your employer by finding out if your employer, let's say, gives you a discount on health insurance for getting a checkup each year. Or maybe they offer employee stock options. Also, look at other sources of free money, such as flight miles or hotel points that accrue that could save you hundreds of dollars on your next flight or vacation stay. And don't be one of the many people who leave this free money on the table. Sometimes it may take a little extra effort to fill out the paperwork, but it's so worth the time. And here's another idea. Make sure you're also taking advantage of options such as health savings accounts or flex spending accounts. You know, for example, in 2016, an HSA or health savings account lets you invest up to $3,350 with pre-tax money, and even more if you have a family or you're over age 55. In other words, like a 401k, you get to deduct this from your paycheck and then you don't have to pay taxes on it. Also, good savers have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved. Now, here's a scary stat for the day. Nearly 80% of all Americans live paycheck to paycheck, which means most of us are just one bad car accident or layoff away from financial ruin. And that's not a good financial mental state to be in, because financial insecurity is a leading cause of mental stress. You may not realize how tenuous your situation is if you have a good job, but you know, life does happen. Life happens. And with it, its share of illnesses, accidents, layoffs, etc. And I don't mean to be negative about it, but these things can happen. So if misfortune strikes you when you lose that job, your quality of life can quickly unravel. So protect yourself by not living paycheck to paycheck, by maximizing your savings and reining in your wants, and have enough liquid money to cover at least 6 months of basic expenses like mortgage, insurance, utilities, and food. And you know, good savers don't fall into the trap of feeling entitled. Entitled people tell themselves, hey, I work hard, so I should have this because I earned it. But if you take money away from your savings to buy that nice car because you deserve it, or spend a day every week at the spa, then that will have other consequences which could keep you in financial trouble. Now, I'm all for indulgences, but just make sure your indulgences do not take away from your savings rate. You know, good savers also use online savings accounts and credit unions. And as I said last week, technology is a powerful tool and it's up to you to use it for your own financial well-being. So hop online, search for phrases such as using online tools to save money, and read the many fantastic articles on apps, programs, and features that can help you take advantage of deals offered online. There's online banks that often offer better interest rates on deposits as well as lower fees than traditional brick-and-mortar banks. And also, good savers make saving easy and automatic. Remember how automatic bill pay allowed you to forget the pain of paying your bills? Well, it works the other way too, just as easily. You can automate your savings account by having a set amount of money directly go to your savings account through an automatic transfer on a certain day of each month, or by using one of the several new apps, such as Digit, that help you sock away money for future expenses and your retirement. And finally, good savers start small. I know I've thrown a lot of information at you, but there's no need to get overwhelmed because you can always access this information on my website, onthemoneyradio.org, where I have links to this and other great articles on financial planning, savings, and investments. That's onthemoneyradio.org. Don't forget the word radio. So don't get intimidated. If you're new to saving, just do two things to get started. Start now and start small, because it's easier to adapt to a small change than to do a complete life overhaul. Begin by automating a small amount of savings each week and become accustomed to living off what you have left. Then slowly increase the amount you deposit in savings each month. This type of saving creates a snowball effect, which I've experienced myself. After saving every week or month, you'd be surprised how fast a few thousand bucks will accumulate in your account. And then before you know it, there's $5,000 in savings, and it goes up from there. You will be pleasantly surprised to experience the great feeling of being ahead of the game for once. And maybe, just maybe, this feeling of being ahead will influence other parts of your life, and those parts will positively snowball as well. It did for me, and it can for you. And my thanks to Charlotte Hilton Anderson from RD.com for fleshing out some of these good habits.